Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Government-sponsored terrorism is the central theme of this transmission against tyranny, because it is the central theme of control, the pretext, the lever, the foundation, the organizing force of the New World Order dehumanization control grid. And we have been covering 9/11 since before it happened, detailing the black op that was to be launched, and here we are, almost 6 years later. That's right. Next month, on the 25th, will be the sixth anniversary of Operation Expose the Government Black Op, Expose the Government Terrorist. We'll be re-airing some of those transmissions on the 25th. Big news today, huge 9/11 triple salvos. First off, wearechange.org, Infowars.com, reporters valiantly got into a pre-screening of Sicko, Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker Michael Moore's new film. And they politely approached him three times about 9/11 being an inside job and were rebuffed. Suddenly, Michael Moore, before he leaves, turns. You can even see him. I watched it over and over again until about 2 in the morning last night as Aaron Dykes and I put together this article. And Aaron comes, and Michael Moore comes over, and you can tell he's got his eyes looking down. You can tell that he's afraid. You can tell he wants to get something off his chest, and he just dumps. He spills his guts all over the ground, and it's a beautiful thing. And I got to tell you, my respect for Michael Moore shot up exponentially from this point. He's done a lot of things I haven't liked. A lot of things I've known about behind the scenes that we really didn't even cover here concerning some of the firefighters and people with his film Sicko and some of the things he did. But I tell you, this is, but you know, when he sees Rosie O'Donnell go public, he sees Charlie Sheen go public. And I know Michael and Charlie have had dinner before and talked about things. I've known some things behind the scenes about Moore that I've never talked about because those are private things. But I've known that Michael Moore has known all about this. We know Michael Moore ordered. We tracked it and we saw the address, and it really said Michael Moore back in 2002, a full year plus before his film came out when he was just in research. He did get my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Not only did Michael Moore order it to his home in Michigan, but he lives between Michigan and New York, those two homes. He also, we know that listeners in that area of Flint, he lives right outside Flint, did indeed hand-deliver him Road to Tyrannies and my other films. So we know Moore knew, but I don't just know from him ordering my videos. I know from other Hollywood sources, actually from triple sources, three different Hollywood sources that you know Moore's been confronted with this stuff. And then we saw him in the last few years put 9/11 truth links on his website. So I did soften towards Moore a bit, and haven't even gored him with some information about Sicko here on air because I'm frankly not a big fan of the pharmaceutical companies. So I'd soften towards Moore. Now I am, unless he does some retraction under heat, I am really appreciating him right now because when you've got the nerve to admit you've been wrong, because I mean, his film Fahrenheit 9/11 comes out and implies that Bush is just a complete idiot who was fishing and is a bumbling fool and, you know, on month-long vacations. And we always hear this, well, he can't run Iraq, right? How can he run 9/11? They've run Iraq with such precision, it makes my head spin. But it's not the precision of liberty and freedom and happiness and flowers and smiling children. It's giant torture camps, hundreds of thousands dying every few months, mass extermination, total enslavement, orphanages full of starving children, that's up on Drudge, concentration camps, order out of chaos. The big Michael Moore news, big Building 7 news, and other news, it's unbelievable.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., we're here live. And then at the end of each live transmission, for all the tens of thousands of podcast subscribers, it's free. The three-hour broadcast is transmitted, is sent to your MP3 or iPod-type device. You can listen how you want, where you want, when you want. Gives you all the control, and you can also burn it to disk, pass it on, create an archive. Very important topics discussed every day, earth-shattering issues, really the keys to how human activity works, how civilizations integrate, and who is in control of the social architecture of our society. A very destructive, very greedy, very self-centered, extremely wicked lot whose pleasure is seeing you suffer, whose pleasure is seeing you die. We are here in opposition to them head on. They've declared war on us. We have taken the challenge. There is no quarter, ladies and gentlemen. It is mortal combat. And you should understand the stakes. This is life and death. There is no greater or more real battlefield on this physical plane than the fight, the crusade against the forces of the NWO. Now, huge news. I knew about a month ago that they had been contacted, that they had vetted, that they had confirmed, but I was sworn to secrecy not to talk about it. You know, I'm one of the executive producers on Loose Change Final Cut, which we're taking our time on. You know, I'm not trying to steer or control the situation. I'm just helping with some financing and consulting. and some footage. But you know, I told them take their time on things, and I'm glad they're doing that. You know, we'll sell no wine until it's time. This film is so important, but it should be done in the next few months. Because they're starting to get these type of bombshell interviews, this guy is an executive, we'll just say that, with a major company, a top-tier executive with a Fortune 500 that was in Building 7. He was on the news on 9/11. He was in Building 7, and the things he heard and saw are off the charts. Now, he's scared. And he's got a reason to be. I personally think he's wrong to not want his name out and who he is, but he doesn't want the hundreds of calls and hundreds of interviews. Now, his name and who he is will be in the film. He signed all the releases and done all that. With the proviso that his name and likeness not be shown, we can give you the audio, and if you're smart, you'd know where to find it, because the video's out there already. He's been on the news. But he knows that there's a chance you'll discover who he is. But for now, he doesn't want to go through two hits of going public now and then having to go through all the media and then go through the media again. I think he's wrong. This is dangerous stuff. He should go public now. But whatever, we do what people ask us to do. We happen to know how the media works from the alternative media and the international media, the mainstream media level. I mean, I've been inside and out of it, but I'm glad a few people, mainly Ron Paul's office, are starting to ask me to consult with them. In an unofficial capacity, because I think they figured out that I happen to know a little bit about the media. But side issue, the point is the point here is that he doesn't want to be known yet. So, fine. But we have confirmed who he is. We have his name. We have his documents. He was on the news. We'll stop right there. We're going to play some of the audio. You're going to hear it today in the second hour, and then they do their own show here weeknights at, what is it, 8 o'clock Central or East? I think Central, here on the GCN Radio Network. I listen to it all the time. I can't remember the time it's on, though. They'll tell you. They're going to play the rest of it, part two of the story, on their show tonight. That, of course, is Dylan Avery, Jason Burmes, and Corey Rowe. Of course, Corey's a behind-the-scenes guy. You don't usually hear him on the air. He's the Iraq/Afghanistan vet who's a good friend of mine and kind of the business guy behind running the things behind the scenes. But Dylan and Jason are the fellows you see up front. And Dylan, of course, is the director. And Burmes is one of the producers. They'll be on with us coming up in the second hour. And you're going to hear me more and more on this show, kind of filling people in on basics and who people are and who this person is and who that person is. That really felt good. I just spilt absolutely scalding hot coffee from across the street in my lap. Ah. That felt really good. They just brought me in hot coffee from across the street. I just spilt it right in my lap. That felt good. I wasn't waving my arms around like a spastic. That wouldn't have happened. Hey, I'm awake now, folks. I am big time awake now. Oh, that was interesting. Might as well take a little bit of the hair of the dog that bit me and then drink a little bit of the coffee that's left. All right, continuing with the... feels good. Continuing with the radio broadcast here, you'll hear me reintroduce basic things because I'm beginning to realize that we've got so many new listeners every day that most of you are going, yeah, we know who Jason Burmes and Corey Rowe and Dylan Avery are. We don't need you to tell us, Alex. But remember, even when you call into the show, you need to state the basics first because there's a lot of people don't know what we're talking about. So somebody's driving down the road and they don't know who I'm discussing. I want to fill them in on it. They got this interview last week in New York. And you're going to be hearing the audio of this huge Building 7 development coming up in 1 hour and 15 minutes exactly. Later in this hour, we're going to play the audio of the video of Michael Moore a few days ago at a sneak peek of Sicko that's coming out in 2 weeks in New York as We Are Change reporters. And there's so many of these great reporters now for We Are Change that then also reports for Infowars.com. that we would have loved last night to have written into the article exactly who this is, but they didn't say on the video or on the posting. So I'm talking to Luke Radowski right now about getting him on the show today, maybe even the reporters that did this. We've got so many now great reporters, we don't even know all their names. Just they're not waiting for order from headquarters. They're going to sound the guns, as they say. So I like to give them credit as well. Or perhaps they don't want that. And if they don't, that's fine, too. Got all this great video from Istanbul. One of them shot by Paul, who does want credit. We've given him credit from Romania. The other fellows don't want credit. So it's kind of weird putting their video in-game and not giving them credit. I'm sure someone will run around going, look, he didn't give people credit. Well, sometimes folks don't want credit. You know what I mean? They want to do the good deed, and they don't want the credit. Now, we're going to be getting into that Michael Moore news coming up. I'm still recovering from the scalding coffee. That Michael Moore news is coming up in about 14 minutes at the bottom of the hour. We will calmly, succinctly go through this huge development. The news story is up on PrisonPlanet.com. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com right now, it is the top story that Aaron and I put together in the wee hours last night. This is a big deal. Michael Moore, 9/11 could be an inside job. Discussed explosions in buildings, demands 100 angles of Pentagon video, and calls for a new investigation. They haven't even told us half the truth, Michael Moore told InfoWars.com. We are Change.org reporters. Absolutely bombshell. And it's up on the site right now. And folks, if you don't help us spread this, if you don't dig this, if you don't get this out to all the message boards in MySpace, you're nuts. I mean, now we've got Rosie O'Donnell. We've got Charlie Sheen, who hit the barbed wire first with the chain reaction. We've got all these other Hollywood people starting to go public. And if I told you the Hollywood people who I know are, well, I told you Bruce Willis knew about this. I knew Bruce Willis knew last year. I didn't expect Rick Linkletter to talk about it on air. I didn't even push the Hollywood director, Rick Linkletter, who lives in Austin, my personal friend. He told me, hey, you know, I gave your videos. We watched them on the set of Fast Food Nation. And what was the other one they were shooting to at the time? To Bruce Willis, he said it really freaked him out. In fact, here's a new email from him today back in L.A., saying it's really woken him up and changed his political paradigm, and he isn't going to be used by the Republicans anymore. He sees both parties are bad. He's now awake to the New World Order. Well, I didn't even ask Rick to come on air and talk about that. I didn't say, hey, we talk about that on air, because I don't push these people. No, gently, gently catch you monkey, as they say. I didn't push Charlie to come on this show, because that won't work. Plus, I can't handle the anxiety of even trying to push him. It's kind of like if you're fishing and you got a big bass reeling in. If you freak out and decide that you might lose it, it's almost like it wills the fish to get off the hook. It's like when you're back in college, you know, getting a date with that beautiful girl, you know, there at the bar or whatever. You just got to be calm about it. All right, I'm already digressing. What's the point here? I told you Bruce Willis was aware of 9/11. Well, Rick Linkletter just came out on air and said it, and the neocons went and lied and said, well, we talked to somebody who knows him, and they say Bruce says no comment. See, it's all lies. And then Bruce Willis comes out in Vanity Fair last month with a huge cover article saying he believes the government killed Kennedy and that the people that killed Kennedy are running the government today. And that our whole government's been overthrown. Gee, Bruce Willis, worship the government, worship the neocons, too. The whole government's been overthrown. The people running the government now are the ones that killed Kennedy. Now, that's the Vanity Fair with photos of the interview. I'm telling you, Bruce Willis, and I know more than that behind the scenes, knows all about 9/11, all about everything now, and is totally obsessed with it and is constantly researching it. Now, I told you the other names, they're bigger than Bruce Willis. People I have talked to, but they don't want to go public. Okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. All right? In fact, two of them are the biggest actors in Hollywood. I'll just leave it there. They're one and two.
Yeah.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Tom Andrew with Midas Resources, your source for gold and silver. Friday, June 1st, gold closed up $10 per ounce and silver closed up 32 cents per ounce. Significant daily gains in precious metals are not uncommon during volatile times. Don't get caught on the wrong side of this market. Call me today at 1-800-606-1294 to lock in prices as well as your future buying power. That's 1-800-606-1294. Precious Metals has always preserved purchasing power during times of confiscatory taxation and rampant inflation. Former Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan predicts a recession of alarming magnitude due to increasing budget and trade deficits. Listen, folks, the current economic system is like a game of financial musical chairs. 1-800-606-1294. Don't get caught standing without precious metals when the music stops. Call me now at 1-800-606-1294.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Kept going.
renegades. They're always renegades. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Moore, 911, could it be an inside job? The media, if they're smart, will try to contain this. I don't think they can. And I just, the We Are Change team is so big, I just wish they'd got the websites up in the middle of it. And I know that people don't like to do that, but the problem is Fox News is already twice, as well as MSNBC, taking the video we've gotten, and then they edit it the way they want, and then no one ever sees the websites, so we can then have people visit our sites and find out the truth. But regardless, it doesn't matter. We're taking action. That's the key. And Michael Moore has now gone public on 9/11. That is coming up in the next segment. Now, Amy Goodman is a complete chicken neck coward. She was there when Building 7 fell, covering it. She ran away from it. She knows all about it. And she just rudely says, I'm not going to talk to you. I'm doing another interview. And she isn't really even doing that. Or she could have said, I'll talk to you in a minute. You can see how afraid she is. Her eyes get big. She knows. She's big Ford Foundation, fake liberal. They're to pacify the left. She's another gatekeeper. She's just the Rush Limbaugh of the left. That's who they are. They're there to pacify people. And I, frankly, am sick of them. Get rid of all these left-right issues, all these labels. Just become human beings, folks, and demand justice and demand the truth. So first, they come up and talk to her, and she brushes them off. They've already talked to Moore three times, and he's brushed them off. But this time, he approaches them. And you can tell, he just walks up, spills his guts. It's off the charts. That is coming up in the next segment. Right now, I've got to give you the sad news, and notice how even the so-called conservative publication spins this. We really need an article out on this right now. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. Illegals light border fires to sidetrack U.S. agents. U.S. Border Patrol agents seeking to secure the nation's border and some of the country's most pristine national forest are being targeted by illegal aliens who are using intentionally set fires to burn agents out of observation posts and patrol routes. The wildfires have destroyed valuable natural and cultural resources in the National Forest System and pose an ongoing threat to visitors, residents, and responding firefighters, according to federal law enforcement authorities and others. Now, let's just stop. The hardcore anti-human enviros will go in and burn out homes, car dealerships, ski lodges, and they'll do it when nobody's there, and they'll get 20, 30, 40 years in prison, and they should. It is terrorism. That is terror. Arson is a very serious issue. But I happen to read New Mexico, Arizona, and South Texas news. And I happen to know, and again, when I saw this 10 minutes before I went on air, I didn't even have time to IM Steve Watson. I hope he's listening. Steve, Google homes burned, cars burned, Google more than a dozen fires set by immigrants. I'm going from memory the last 2 years. I've seen probably more than 20 articles where the illegals are burning down houses, part of neighborhoods, cars. I mean, folks, we're under attack. It's the plan of San Diego, which they launched in 1917 during World War I. In one night, they killed, 23 Americans? And they're doing it now. That's why they're driving around in Austin and waving Mexican flags and weaving down the street and acting all crazy. Everybody's seeing it. It's let's get it on pre-fight celebrations. That's why they want to get this immigration now before they burn everything down. They know it'll be hard after. They want to get a final. They've already got enough to bring the country down, but they want a double helping to ensure our defeat. They're rushing the gate right now. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Someone to hear your prayers, someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers, someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone, flesh and bone, by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own.
Welcome back.
Personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers.
Good old Johnny Cash. what do they say? God bless John Wayne.
You're wrong.
God bless Johnny Cash.
Personal.
There's got to be somebody wrong. Got to be something wrong with somebody who doesn't like Johnny Cash.
Someone to hear your prayers.
Illegals light border fires to sidetrack U.S. agents. Now, this is the Washington Times, and this is how they spin it. Folks, if you light a fire where you know there's people that are in danger, you can get life in prison or the death penalty, and you should. Okay, arson is a big deal. And I see the Texas papers, I see the Arizona papers mainly, New Mexico papers, it's happened some too, where the illegal aliens will just go crazy and burn down a bunch of houses and cars in one night. What, they set 14 fires. I actually pulled it up during the break. 14 fires in Arizona almost 2 years ago in one night in response to increased border patrol in the area. They just got mad, and they went in and they burned down a bunch of houses and cars. They went into the biggest fire was in an 18-wheeler lot and burnt down a bunch of 18-wheelers. And we got foreigners running around setting fires all over the place, and the newspapers nationally can't even call it what it is. But I got state police on video pulling over my listeners out of their own squad car video and finding pocket constitutions and thinking that constitutions are illegal. That's how warped and bent and screwed up things are. We got illegal aliens killing sheriff's deputies. It was five Texas sheriff's deputies I know were killed on the border in just 2006 alone. Remember that being in the paper. I had sheriffs on who've been there when the Mexican troops come across the border as far as 2 miles and aim guns at them and say, we're going to kill you if you don't give us that truckload of marijuana back. And they hand it over. I mean, people say, oh, be friendly. Mexico loves us. Oh, these illegal aliens love America. There might be some of them that do, but I can't find them. I mean, I'm supposed to just sit here and believe the lie and listen to a bunch of people shooting their mouth off about how they want to bring my country down while they run around and set fire to stuff. And while the government gives them more tuition than citizens, more welfare than citizens, everything to incentivize the destruction of this country. Because the people running Washington and Mexico and Canada want a one-world government, and they're doing it. By the way, all these flag-waving Mexicans need to know something who are over here. You're coming under the New World Order system now of euthanasia and infanticide and abortion, and look what your government's legalized now. And look at how you're, quote, being modernized. Look at how your women are now becoming modern. They're going and getting their babies cut out of them, and they're getting sterilized. You don't care about your Raza. I care about your Raza a lot more than you do. So don't you give me your macho bull anymore about your La Reconquista. And don't look at me sideways when I sit here and call you out for what you've been doing. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. I want you to live good. I want your families to do good. All I want is justice. And I'm telling you, you're taking part in the destruction of the best country in the world. And I can't stand your Mexican flags anymore. I literally am starting to feel very aggressive when I'm driving around seeing them everywhere. I don't like it. By the way, you're being set up in something you're going to lose in. I hope you know that. But we're going to lose too. America's, whether you're Hispanic, black, or white, or Asian. But you're going to be the real losers, you nationalistic pro-Mexico people. And I don't mind if you love your country and you like Mexico, but stop walking all over the American flag and stop shooting your mouth off all day about my country. Man, I'm just getting so mad right now. I lost control Sunday. I mean, I'm really getting mad. I want to just literally just, ugh. I mean, it's starting to really get to me, folks. I cannot handle it because I look at the numbers. 800 people in 2005 died. The numbers always come out like a year and a half later. We don't have the numbers for 2006 yet. They're due out soon in the next few months. 820-something people. I'm going for, I know it's over 824 is what comments remember, but don't believe me. Just go look it up for yourself. I know it's over 800. on the Texas-Mexico border alone, on both sides. Now, granted, over two-thirds of those were on the Mexican side, but it was 200-plus on our side. And, I mean, car bombs, machine gun attacks. I mean, it's a... in college, we used to go down there to Laredo and Nuevo Laredo and, you know, stay in the big hotels and stuff on both sides. Man, it is just horrible now. There's no tourist. I've been down there since. I mean, it is just dead. Rocket attacks, machine guns going off every day, mass kidnappings, the army called in, dead cops all over the place on our side. Los Zetas is doing hits and car bombings in Dallas, and it's like a one paragraph. I mean, we got bombs going off, folks. We got cars blowing up, and it's a paragraph. Now, you bet if some Muslim was involved, it'd be international news, Tony Blair giving speeches about it, Bush running around, Chucky Schumer, Hillary, just total hysteria. Meanwhile, we got fires, machine guns, rockets, truck bombs, everything else. Mexicans running around waving flags, crazed-eyed. Last year when they had that Rob Allen and Co. Bush-sponsored multi-million march that went on for 2 months straight, I mean, up in Mesquite, in Dallas, it was in the local papers that the Mexicans were attacking people and dragging them out of their cars. I mean, that was kept real quiet. That's why Farmers Branch said, that's it, get out of here, illegal aliens. The stuff like that was happening in Farmers Branch. I mean, the yuppies are starting to wake up, folks. So keep doing it. Keep dragging people out of cars and keep beating people's cars up and keep running around waving your green, white, and red. Just keep doing it. Because I'm getting of it, including Hispanic Americans. I lived in San Antonio, and he was like 12, and I was like 13. I usually would go down there about 2 weeks every summer, or a couple summers. And I remember, you know, all his friends, you know, literally. And we'd be up at their house, swimming in the backyard, or swimming pool or whatever. And they would start bringing up, man, these illegal aliens, they're going to hurt the country. They don't like America. Because these people were all military. You know, a lot of their dads or their older brothers were all in the military. And because they could speak Spanish. And they go, you know, these, and they use the term wetback. And I thought it was some test. I was like, and I was thinking, because I was, you know, a little white yuppie kid, you know, taught to be guilty and literally, you're walking around talking about you bad. Now, about 90% of us are these bleeding heart, little knee knocking, please don't hurt me. I'm so sorry, I'm bad. Okay. And my cousin, who was brought up in Guatemala, of course, spoke fluent Spanish. He'd been a bartender in the past. He said, you ought to hear these Mexicans come in and just, I hate America. Look at this scumbag gringo. We're going to be killing all these people soon. And my cousin will snap back because, you know, when I've been in a hotel room with my cousin on a road trip, and he dreams in Spanish. You'll hear, like, somebody speaking Spanish. He'll wake up, and it'll be my cousin over there talking in his sleep. Because, you know, he was a little baby in Guatemala when my uncle lived down there with my aunt. But to make a long story short, he hears it, we all hear it, we all know it. And I first heard about how dangerous the illegal aliens were from Mexican Americans. Okay, so they know. They're sitting there hearing all this, we're going to destroy America, ha, ha, ha. And Mexican Americans go, who, by the way, always want to be called Americans. They don't call me a Mexican American. I'm an American. And then what group I am comes after that. Because they know, folks, they are hearing what my wife hears because she speaks Spanish. They're hearing what my cousin hears because he speaks Spanish. I guess I've been blessed to have my wife who grew up in Spain, and then my cousin grew up in Guatemala, and so they can go, oh, yeah, it's bad. And he was a bartender. They'd walk up and say, give me a Dos Equis or give me a rum and coke, and then look at this stupid little gringo. I can't wait till we kill them all. My cousin would snap back. And they'd all apologize and give them a big tip. I mean, just stop it, okay? We're sick of it. We know what you're saying about us. We know what you're doing. Knock it off. Just knock it off. The Michael Moore clip's coming up. But this story, illegals light border fires to sidetrack U.S. agents. Now, every few weeks, they shoot up Border Patrol vehicles. They shoot up National Guard. They chased the National Guard off the border a few months ago. I mean, American colors never ran before. Now we're running. The cops have been told to run. The local police, the sheriff's deputies, the Border Patrol, the military are told to run. And the military's not allowed to have bullets. They're not allowed to have cartridges. But they sure do. When they run checkpoints in the inside the U.S., though, well, I've seen them locked and loaded with live rounds. But that's only for scumbag Americans, not for the precious, darling illegals, the implement of the destruction of the United States, the precious dagger the New World Order kisses and loves on as it plunges it over and over again into our back. And America's been a big old strong bull, but we can't take being stabbed over and over again forever, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're on our knees right now in a pool of blood, literally. The country may not even be able to be brought back, but at least we can try to salvage something. At least the crash landing won't be a fiery destruction. Maybe we'll just break the landing gear off and slide and everybody gets off this thing. But, I mean, we're in trouble here. And now they are finally admitting what's been in the local papers. This is the first time I've seen a national story about all the burning. And they're burning stuff in South Texas. They're burning in Arizona. They're burning everywhere. In the Coronado National Forest, Arizona, with 60 miles of land along the U.S.-Mexico border, U.S. Forest Service firefighters sent into battle fires of clear wildfire areas are required to be escorted by armed law enforcement officers. Armed smugglers of aliens and drugs have walked through the middle of the active firefighting operations, the authorities said. The Border Patrol's Tucson, Arizona sector, which encompasses most of the Colorado National Forest, has the highest incidence of cross-border violations of the nation. Nearly 500,000 illegal aliens were apprehended last year alone. They say they get 10% of them, maximum. So what's 10 times 500,000? 5 million. Now, the Fed number is 3 million, but their own calculation would be, you know, like the Feds put out weird numbers. They say, well, we catch about 1 in 10, but we think 3 million cross there, that one spot every year. But if you catch 1 in 10, that'd be 5 million. Let's just say 3 million. Nearly 500,000 illegal aliens were apprehended last year, more than 30,000 a month. In addition, nearly 100,000 pounds of marijuana with a street value of $200 million was seized, and it was hauled to the Colorado National Forest. And it goes on to talk about how they've caught them catching fires and how they've assaulted, dramatic rise in assaults against Border Patrol agents, up more than 100% over last year. Criminal activity, both illegal immigrants and citizens in forests and the border, is a threat to members of the public trying to use their public lands and our employees trying to manage these lands. He said law enforcement personnel were assaulted, threatened with weapons, and shot at, and their vehicles have been rammed by cross-border violators. And these guys don't want to lose their jobs, so they've been rammed, and they don't even shoot back. Let me just give everybody a newsflash. Somebody starts ramming my car, and I got a gun. I'm going to pump those rounds right into your windshield, right into your chest. Oh, my God, he says if someone's trying to kill him, he'll fight back. Oh, it's so evil. Nope, not our cops, man. They stick their tail right between their legs, and they run because they've been ordered to. We need armored. They got armored vehicles for the Brown family, but the illegal aliens get tax amnesty. There needs to be Abrams tanks, helicopter gunships, blimps surveilling everything. And somebody comes across that border with a weapon, that's a military intrusion, and they need to drop precision-guided munitions on those people. I want cluster bombs dropped on them. That's what our military's for. That's what you got a military for. I want to go down there and kick the butt of any of these military intruders. But no, it's not our government, it's not our military. Our military is in there lobbying for blanket, total, complete amnesty. Major police departments are now trying to hire illegal aliens to be cops, Santa Fe amongst them. Over 20% of the ground force in the Army in Iraq is illegal alien legalized. We're in Mayday crisis. Mayday. We're being attacked from below by the illegals. We're being attacked from the high ground by our own degenerate government that is not our government. And I've had enough, ladies and gentlemen. I have had enough. So, bottom line, the U.S. is under military attack. The illegal aliens that are in this nation, many of them see themselves as fighters. They openly write about it. And they have been told that when the word comes down, that they are to set fire to every major U.S. city. And they will do it. Do you know what 1,000 Special Forces commandos can do with just gasoline and things like that? They could bring this country to its knees. Don't think for a minute they're not Chinese here. They've got over 5,000 front companies that are PLA. Don't think for a minute that there aren't thousands of Russian commandos here in the U.S. at any one time. And folks, the point is they can use them, and they probably are. The New World Order is going to destroy this country one way or the other. And I know you're thinking, oh, it can't happen here. It is happening here. But the greatest threat is these illegal aliens, folks. They cannot wait to burn this country down. Okay? Now, they're firing, they're killing, they're burning hundreds of fires, which is arson. This is a military assault. You hear it? Burning out their watchtowers. Burning out the Border Patrol stations. Burning them. If you or I went and burned out a Border Patrol station and we were an American citizen, it'd be international news. But they got to keep this quiet. They got to get their amnesty, folks, which, by the way, they're set to pass tomorrow. We've got that news. We are in red level crisis. Alert, alert.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Miami film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
It is the final last-ditch defense of the Republic. The nation is being absorbed into the New World Order. Foreigners are being brought in who've been brainwashed with a craven hatred of this country. We are in grave peril. And I pray that God will move your hearts and move your intellects to face the true crises that we are now entering. And I want every single illegal alien who can understand English, understand me, or anybody who can speak Spanish, can warn these people. They're being shut up. See, they've been told all the evils in the world were caused by America. In a way, that's true, because the big banks that run us have done horrible things to Mexico. Your elite is very corrupt. They've totally enslaved you. They forced all the natives off their lands in the south. They sell the UN biosphere land to whoever wants to buy it. I've been down there. They force them all up into Mexico City and then up into the U.S. and they're using us as a steam valve, but the Ford Foundation and the Pentagon's funding all of it. This is a plan to hurt us all. And I just want to reach out to these people, but it's so tribal, just like the Germans or just like the British or anybody else who's tribal. They're so tribal. I've talked to Mexicans who call themselves Mexicans first, and they go, yeah, I know what you're saying, Alice, but we don't care. We're going to defeat the New World Order. We're going to go ahead and take over. They think they're using us, but we're going to get them too. No, you're not. No, your people are in prison. You're being brought into the system. No, you're not. You can't overthrow Mexico. You're certainly not going to overthrow the New World Order. You're going to be used. Man. And it's the craziest thing is I talk to Mexicans, I mean, who are Mexicans. They, you know, they call themselves Mexicans. And they know about the New World Order. They know about microchips. They know about a lot more than the average white yuppie does. But they still can't get past their raza. And then they go, it's all about the familia. It's all about the raza. I go, yeah, but this isn't for your family. This isn't for your race. This is for the New World Order. You're being used. And they'll just say, that may be the way it is, literally. And then they just the guy be talking to us and then just step back into the crowd with Mexican flags. He goes, that's just the way it is. Just smiles. See, you're giving yourself over to tribalism, just like a Nazi. You can see the chess game, but then you just decide to just be absorbed by it and go, I don't care. Like you're under mind control. And I just can't believe it because... And that I'm supposed to play along and act like you're not doing this, you're not saying this, you're not burning things down, you're not shooting people, you're not doing racial attacks all the time right here where I live, you're not doing all this stuff. I mean, I was brought up, my parents taught me about history and everything, but I wasn't brought up to dislike any other group, so... It wasn't until years later that I realized that when, I say five, it was really four Mexicans, one of them stood by, broke my leg, that was a racial attack. But do I blame all Mexicans because for no reason four Mexicans attacked me when I was 16 years old and broke my leg? Yeah, I beat up about three of them and then they finally all jumped and tackled me and then just with boots on purpose, you know, knew how to fight, broke my leg on purpose and then kicked me in the face and laughed at me and I was so conditioned that I didn't even see it as Mexicans attacked me. You know, they were saying gringo while they did it. And then years later, I went, oh, that was a racial attack. But see, the media would never say that or never do that. It didn't matter. This gringo at least gave you a fight and split some lips and busted some eyes. And, you know, again, ladies and gentlemen, I have been physically attacked by anti-American Mexicans. Do you understand that? I've had to go in and have my, you know, with the bone about to stick out of my leg. I've had to go and have surgery. And then that was all an ordeal with the anesthesiologist. Basically, I almost died thanks to the actions of illegal aliens. I never really come right out with that, but I mean, that's another reason. I have physically been attacked by them. You understand that? They're burning, they're killing, and they're doing whatever they want, and they're protected by the government.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.